Members of the Rat Lungworm Task Force include professors at the John A. Burns School of Medicine, University of Hawaii faculty, and other government officials. Dr. John Martell of Hilo Medical Center and Dr. Susan Jarvie of UH Hilo College of Pharmacy are also part of the task force. Dr. Kenton Kramer of the John A. Burns School of Medicine is the chair.
The purpose is to look at scientifically based evidence for the prevention and control of rat lungworm disease. We have formed two subcommittees, one to look at best practices for educating the public, and the second to look at clinical management of rat lungworm disease.
Public concerns focus on how this disease is transmitted, ingesting the very tiny semi-slugs which can hide on produce or eating other carriers is one way, but there may be others. Dr. Kramer.
Water is one possible means of transmission. If catchment systems were involved in transmission, you expect to see clusters of cases within families, and we haven't seen that yet. But we want to continue investigating the possible role of water in catchment systems.
Another question is whether the slug or snail slime can spread rat lungworm.
Although larvae are released in the slimes, the number is very low. So you probably have to eat quite a bit of slime in order to get an infectious dose that will cause a clinical disease.
Prevention is a key concern.
The best way to wash leafy greens was investigated by Robert Cowie's group at University of Hawaii at Manoa. The very best way was to pull the leaves apart and wash them under fast-running water. And there was no advantage to using a wash solution in his studies. The Department of Agriculture has put out a very good video on the proper washing of fruits and vegetables.
Rat lungworm cases have now spread to southern states and Europe. The task force members say they expect with climate change, the disease will continue to spread. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.